Battery's fiery breakup of the space shuttle Columbia carrying 7 astronauts has raised new questions in the United States about the future of shuttle flights. But the Paris-based European Space Agency is among those supporting continuing the shuttle program. Although the 15-nation European Space Agency is a sometimes uneasy partner in ventures with the United States, its director of manned space flights, George Huitzel-Buchel, discounts growing criticism about whether shuttles like Columbia are safe and worth the expense.
The shuttle is the most advanced and most complete reusable vehicle which we have in the world. And I think the United States are doing an exemplary technology effort with that. And it would be a real catastrophe if such a program would stop.
Mr. Huitzel-Buchel says the cause of Columbia's demise should be thoroughly investigated, but he says NASA's space shuttle program should be judged as a whole, taking into account the more than 100 successful shuttle missions. The Paris-based European Space Agency has no shuttle program of its own. Budget constraints and political opposition block plans to launch a small European shuttle a decade ago. The agency launches disposable rockets from South America and is a partner in the International Space Station. Europe's initial $3 billion contribution to the space station includes a scientific laboratory, which is scheduled to be launched on a U.S. shuttle flight late next year. The European Space Agency will also contribute a cargo supply vehicle to the space station. In addition, the agency puts scientific experiments aboard shuttle flights, and it had 7 packages on Columbia, conducting a total of 80 experiments. Mr. Huitzel-Buchel says the results of some of those experiments were transmitted to Earth while Columbia was still in orbit and will be part of the crew's legacy.
Unfortunately, due to the loss of Columbia, 4 experiment blocks have not been able to bring the probes back to Earth, so they are lost. But for 3 experiments, we have all the data, and we can evaluate these experiments here on ground without any negative impact. So we have at least 3/7 of the overall package we have saved, and 4 out of the 7 are unfortunately lost.
The European Space Agency and its U.S. counterpart NASA clashed recently over a U.S. decision to suspend a planned extension of the International Space Station. The Europeans argued the decision would threaten an agreement to have at least 1 permanent European member aboard the station by 2004. Now, with NASA's shuttle program under review, the space station project is facing further delays. Only Russia's relatively small space capsules will be flying to the space station until the shuttle flights resume. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.